Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
I'm John Batchelor with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil. He served in the cabinet with Jair Bolsonaro, who is now again under investigation for something entirely strange, which is the former president, who is disenfranchised from running in 26 and perhaps 30 as well. The former president is accused of having spent a night at the Hungarian embassy in Brasilia, I believe. I'm not sure that's a crime, but in any event, it's in the news. Following allegations against the former president for fraud with his vaccination card, following allegations against the former president for plotting a coup, the word is used, C-O-U-P, coup, with two now retired generals, following allegations that the former president's son engaged in money laundering during the recent campaign. Ernesto, not answering any of these charges, but puzzling about the Hungarian embassy evening, what is the intention of the Lula da Silva government to continue to make these allegations? There's never a day two. There's never a courtroom indictment. There's never an arrest, but there are allegations. How does this help Lula da Silva, especially this one about the Hungarian embassy? That's a puzzler.
Well, John, Jair Bolsonaro is the only one who could defeat Lula in open fields, let's say, in any election right now. Or someone like his wife, Michelle Bolsonaro. She's already being very well polled for 2026. She's not declared candidacy or anything like that. But she could run successfully against Lula. So I think the bottom line is Lula and his people and his allies and the Supreme Court doing everything they can first to make Bolsonaro bleed, in the sense of, okay, let's keep him under a permanent investigation, under permanent allegations that he did something illegal or something coward or something authoritarian. Okay, so and at the same time to also to take the clout away from the Bolsonaro name, because especially Michelle, his wife, would possibly be a front runner now if she ran for president. So you see, they are also attacking one of his sons, the youngest of his sons, who is not in politics, but it adds to that narrative. See, it's a whole Bolsonaro family. They are a gang. They are money launderers and all. So this takes also the possibility away from that sort of political inheritance of Jair Bolsonaro going to his wife or one of his sons. So this explains, for example, this episode regarding the Hungarian embassy. President Bolsonaro, yeah, he was invited. He has always been good friends with Prime Minister Orbán of Hungary. So this translates into good friendship with the Hungarian ambassador in Brasilia. He went there. The allegation is was about to ask for a diplomatic asylum in order to avoid the justice system in Brazil, so that he was planning to stay living in the Hungarian embassy, asking for asylum there. Well, his passport had been confiscated a few days before, so also people are saying, oh, he went into a foreign country, at the territory of a foreign country, like the embassy, which is not a territory of a foreign country for that purpose. But he couldn't because he didn't have a passport. If Bolsonaro wanted to run away from justice, he could go to Argentina, Uruguay, or Paraguay, countries where you can go as a Brazilian without a passport. So he could easily cross the border there and run away. So he wouldn't need to stay in an embassy like that. So, but they are using everything. It's one interesting thing is always not only the fact, of course, but the narrative. So if you look at the mainstream media, which is totally anti-Bolsonaro, their narrative the day after this Hungarian situation was described, they were saying, oh, look, President Bolsonaro's supporters now have one more reason to see that he was about to run, that he's a coward. Lula called him a coward the other day for not attempting a coup. Okay, so they went to, obviously, this is not by accident. They went to, let's say, destroy his image with his supporters. So, look, this is a coward guy. He doesn't fight for you. It's all a matter of narrative. Unfortunately, that's what Brazilian justice became. It's not only Lula's hand in that. It's the Supreme Court's hand. They are working hand in hand, obviously. They don't care about the law. They care about the political structuring of narratives and the political structuring of power, actually, in Brazil. And the only threat, actually, to that is Bolsonaro.
As I recall, Lula da Silva was jailed for his part in the corruption scandal, the car wash scandal, for many years. He was convicted and jailed and could not run for president, except there was an intervention by the Supreme Court or members of the Supreme Court. I remember it exactly. And since then, the Supreme Court looks to be a handmaiden to Lula da Silva. So what you have, there, at least there's the suggestion that the judiciary system in Brazil is broken and has been weaponized in the hands of one political party. Is that something that people in Brazil worry about, talk about? Is that significant to them?
Oh, yes, the whole time, to the extent that we can talk, because if you talk too much about that, and if you are an influencer, for example, you can lose your YouTube channel or things like that. That's, it's only in the alternative media that you can really discuss those things. And people do discuss, but always under this threat of censorship and all sorts of punishment. Some people are in jail for criticizing the Supreme Court. So, yeah, and it's more complicated than that, actually, and more serious than that, because it's not only Lula weaponizing the Supreme Court. Is the Supreme Court becoming the real power in the country, or the real, let's say, head of state in the country is now the Supreme Court, of course, in strong alliance with Lula. But let's say all the political currents that are a part of what I call the corruptariat in Brazil, the corrupt system that governs Brazil, they are all represented in the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court became some sort of politburo where you have different currents, all of them corrupt, all of them wishing to destroy Brazilians' basic freedoms, basic liberties. And they run unopposed because the Congress doesn't do anything against the Supreme Court. The executive, of course, is together with them. But if it were only one party, it would be maybe easier to go against that. But it's the whole system that is, in a way, found their terrain for the exercise of power in the Supreme Court.
Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, the weaponization, the militarization of the Supreme Court in Brazil, matching what is going on in Venezuela, that is an obvious rogue state. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.